Alright folks, welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Your daily dose of digital sanity, brought to you by yours truly, Jake Carter. Now, let's be real, we've all been there, right? Scrolling through Instagram, feeling that creeping sense of, well, shame. You see someone's perfectly curated life and suddenly you're questioning your own. It's like social media has become a highlight reel, leaving us all in the shadow of comparison. Today, we're diving deep into overcoming that nasty little beast, social media shame and guilt. Because seriously, who wants to feel bad about their life when they're already dealing with enough, right? Listen, I get it. Social media is designed to be addictive, a constant stream of seemingly perfect lives, achievements, and experiences. It's easy to fall into the trap of comparison, feeling inadequate or like you're not measuring up. But here's the truth bomb. Those highlight reels are just that, highlights. They don't show the behind-the-scenes struggles, the messy moments, or the real work that goes into creating a seemingly perfect image. So how do we break free from this cycle of shame and guilt? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to start reclaiming your digital peace. 1. Acknowledge the illusion. First things first, recognize that social media is not reality. It's a carefully constructed version of events, often filtered through lenses of both literally and figuratively enhancing realities. Remember, what you see online is rarely the whole story. Ever feel like everyone else has it all figured out? Well, guess what? They don't. We all have our own struggles, insecurities, and challenges. Social media only showcases a sliver of the picture. So next time you start comparing yourself, remember that everyone is on their own unique journey. 2. Curate your feed. Take control of your digital environment. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative feelings, leave you feeling inadequate, or simply don't add value to your life. You're the CEO of your social media experience. Surround yourself with content that inspires, motivates, and uplifts you. Find those voices that resonate with your values and goals. 3. Focus on your own journey. Shift your attention from what others are doing to what you're accomplishing in your own life. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and acknowledge the progress you've made. Remember, comparison is the thief of joy. Embrace your individuality and focus on becoming the best version of yourself, not someone else's ideal. 4. Practice digital detox. Take regular breaks from social media to recharge and reconnect with the real world. Go for a walk in nature, spend time with loved ones, pursue hobbies that bring you joy. Remember, life is happening outside those screens. Ever notice how much more relaxed and present you feel when you're not constantly scrolling? That's your digital detox working its magic. 5. Cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, stumble, and have days when we don't feel our best. Social media can amplify those feelings of inadequacy, but remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, regardless of your online presence. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Now, let me tell you about Sarah. Sarah was feeling completely overwhelmed by social media. She felt like everyone else had their lives together, perfect relationships, amazing careers, exotic vacations. It led to serious feelings of shame and guilt. Sarah started comparing her messy apartment to perfectly staged ones online, questioning if she was even on the right path. But then, something clicked. Sarah realized that she was letting social media dictate her self-worth. She decided to unfollow accounts that made her feel bad and focus on building a feed that inspired her. She also started taking regular digital detox breaks, going for walks, spending time with friends, rediscovering hobbies she loved. And guess what? Sarah's world became brighter. She felt less pressure, more gratitude, and a renewed sense of confidence in herself. Listen up, folks. You have the power to rewrite your social media story. Embrace self-compassion, curate your feed consciously, and remember that real life is far richer than any highlight reel. Start taking control today, and let's break free from the shackles of shame and guilt together. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might be struggling with social media negativity. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join me tomorrow for another dose of digital detox.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.